Jess in with you this morning. Now, last night there was another extraordinary council meeting for Upper Huntershire Council, and there are a couple of things up for discussion. One of those was the Scone CBD plans, which are now going to be out for comment next month. Councillor James Burns joins me this morning with some details. James, how are you doing?
Morning, Jess. I'm well, thanks.
Lovely to have you on this morning. Now, let's talk about these Scone CBD plans. So they're out for public comment next month.
Yeah, so next month we'll be going to the public with them. You'll be able to have your comment on it. You'll be able to make your submission and let us know what you think, and you know, nip and tuck and tell us what we got right. Tell us what we got wrong. We need to have that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Can you tell us some of the aspects of the plans that we're going to be seeing in February?
So the plans themselves, you'll see, will be there will be 10 artist impressions, if you will, of what we've come up with. So there will also be some technical drawings there. So, you know, the more the engineering type things, so a little bit more detail in those. We will have constant manning of these plans, so there will always be someone there that understands how to discuss them and talk about it. I will be with them as much as I can, but obviously, you know, with work and whatnot, I can't be there all the time. But yeah, and we hope to be working with the Chamber and doing a night at the same time. We'll do a night similar to the ones that we did, that the Chamber did for the bypass while they were running those. So yeah, we're still talking to the Chamber about that, and we're just trying to sort out a date.
Yeah. So with these particular plans, it's going to include the street layout, some landscaping. There's also going to be some drainage work done in the, like, in the whole plans as well?
Yeah, so one of the biggest problems that we faced, Jess, was drainage at the southern end of Kelly Street. It's been a big problem, and anyone who's ever been in Kelly Street during or just after a rain event will know that the actual pavement itself spits up a little bit of water if a car or a truck rolls over it. So what we're trying to do is we've got the engineers in there, and we're fixing up that that stormwater issue, because that's basically the biggest problem that we've got at the moment, is making sure that we've got that right. So that's an engineering issue, and the engineers have worked very hard on that to make sure that we've got that right. We've actually used a local firm to help us out with that, so that was fantastic. We've been able to keep money in the valley.
That's great. And this is certainly something we've been waiting a long time for, it feels like.
Well, I've been working on it for 4 years now with my committee, with the Scone CBD Revitalisation Committee, and they are a fantastic bunch of people. The Chamber's been working on it with us, and, you know, before that there were master plans and whatnot. So it's not something that's happened overnight. It's been a big undertaking. We've worked hard, we've worked long, but as I said from the start, we were never going to put a shovel in the ground without actually having a good solid plan behind us. And I think we're almost there. We've got the community consultation to come now, and that'll tell us whether our plan's solid or not. So but yeah, it's been a huge undertaking. From my count, there was about 450 man hours, so to speak, from the committee's point of view. You know, now some people might think that that's not very much, but that is a huge amount when you're not being paid.
Yeah.
And you're trying to do something for an entire, you know, for the next 40 years. So it is a big thing, and people who have been involved, I thank them all massively.
Yeah. I know I mentioned it to Mayor Collison probably sometime last year. I guess the revitalisation plans are probably something locals would have liked to see before the Scone bypass opened. We're seeing in Singleton they're doing a whole lot of work to their town centre, and construction is yet to start on the Singleton bypass. Who knows when it's actually going to start. But I guess at least this is happening now, but it would have been nice to see it before the bypass opened or around the same time.
Yeah, so Singleton doesn't have the same issues that we do, and I would say that their CBD is not, it doesn't form as much as a highway. I mean, I know, I understand that you do come in off the putty and you can get onto that road, but we formed part of the national highway on our main road, on our main street.
Yeah.
That's more, it is more akin to Musselbrook than Singleton. I understand that Singleton's got their plans underway, and I congratulate them. Well done, that's fantastic. We didn't, I can't say anything about why we didn't, because I don't know. This is my first term, so I've worked on it since I could.
Yeah. Well, it is great to see the plans are going to be out next month. We can't wait to see them. We'll certainly keep everyone posted on where they'll be and any information nights and all of that sort of thing. James, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jess.